Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 6. We want to thank you guys from the behalf of Coffee Crew Co. for tuning into our podcast, for leaving us a review on the Apple iTunes and Spotify. We really appreciate it, guys. Today, I'm joined by George.
What's up, dudes?
Mini.
Hi, guys.
And your host, Lalo. What's up, y'all? So again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Last episode, we spoke on entrepreneurism with Eric, another member of Coffee Crew.
Is it entrepreneurship? Is that entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
We spoke on entrepreneurship with Eric and Tony last episode. So if you guys did not check that out, please, we urge you guys to listen to the episode. It's a lot of good information, a lot of good tips on business and on just a lot of self...
Life in general,
yeah. Very, very, very life in general stuff.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So today we're going to talk about some very interesting stuff and fun things. Lately, the episodes have been about more on the serious note, but today we want to just kind of bring it down a little bit more coffee related. A little more laid back. So today, guys, we went to a little coffee trip, a little coffee crawl up north. We went to Carlsbad as well as
Oceanside.
First coffee shop that we visited was Steady State Coffee Roasters.
Yes.
In Carlsbad, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what you guys seen? How was it? What you guys have? Come on, give us
it. It was my first time. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was really good. I think I got a honey cinnamon latte.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
That's really good.
And they have good banana bread.
Banana bread?
Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah, it was very soft. It was delicious.
Very banana-y.
Yeah. What about you, George? What you have?
For me, it was my first time too, so that was really cool. I've never been there. I've only ever seen it on Instagram, like a lot of other coffee shops as well.
Yeah.
Like their place a lot. Barista's
yeah.
really nice. The drinks are really good.
Uh-huh.
Good times.
Yeah, it was really good. I myself had a Salvadorian pour over, which was really, really good. It's very, very rare when I get to have from that origin. So it was cool to taste that. And then just to add on the Steady State, we also had this drink. It's called Elixir Specialty Coffee. So this was very interesting and intriguing. They had it in their fridge underneath. It was basically a different kind of brew method. I looked them up. This one is an Ethiopian. It's a cold drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cold drink. Very here. This
it's
is
not
what it
cold
says.
Brew, right? Technically,
but it's not cold
no.
brew. And this is what it says. Looks like whiskey. Feels like tea. Made from coffee and unlike anything you've ever tasted before. And I was reading into it. Basically, what are the ingredients? It's just simple and pure. Filtered water, specialty graded coffee roasted by the best roasters from around the world. It's vegan with no preservatives, flavoring, sugars, or any other nasties added. What's the brew method you might all be thinking about right now? Well, the brew method is a secret, but we can confirm that the magic of unicorns may or may not be involved. So basically, it's a secret drink that is available in Steady State Roasters. So, we've already
I
had
like
it. It's very light, so it definitely is like... Feels like tea. It's
mm-hmm.
like tea, but it's in Ethiopia. And then they have a number on the can, which says how many hours it was seeped.
Mm.
So it's like
cool.
this one has 12. So it's been 12 hours that it was seeped. It's pretty interesting.
The bottle's pretty cool, too.
So,
right?
Yeah, the packaging is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really good.
Can I sell these
yeah.
online?
Yeah, yeah. So they have a website. So definitely check them out. I actually want to order a couple of them because it's very, like, on the go. It contains caffeine.
I was gonna say for a lot of people who don't like the very strong taste of cold brew,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot easier to drink and.
It's really smooth.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, it's really good. Somebody asked, how should I drink it? It could be drunk cold or at room temperature, but should be stored in the fridge. That's very cool, but it's not cold brew, so it's very interesting, definitely. Just to move forward from that, right after that, we drove up north a little bit further to Oceanside, and that's when we went to go visit our friends at Stay Golden Coffee. What you guys have there? What are your thoughts? Anything stood out?
It was pretty good. The area is really cool. It's like
mm-hmm.
walking distance from the beach, so it's a very beachy community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very like a PV style where, you have kind of like... You have the where you can the boardwalk kind of place,
yeah,
and like the pier, and then the coffee shop is literally down the street, and then you have if you walk up a street more up, you're kind of like in that PV style
yeah.
thing where it's like a whole pretty much street of just
like right across from the beach,
yeah, restaurants,
yeah. So cool.
Really nice. So yeah, the area is really nice. coffee's really nice. The girl who's there, she's really nice. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a vanilla latte there, and it was really good. So, yeah.
How about you, Minnie? I had a chai latte. It was really good. I tried to, like, step away from the coffee since I knew I was going to have so much that day. Or yesterday? Today?
Definitely.
I knew I was going to have so much coffee today. So
yeah.
I tried to calm it down. But
definitely.
I was super excited to go there because I've seen their wall. Like, their mural.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
a
sheep
or
a
wolf?
Love. All over Instagram.
Yeah.
It's just as cute.
Very cool to see in person.
Yeah.
For me, what really stood out the most also was the... they feature, like, three different homeless people from the community, and they portray their stories, like asking them, what are you hopeful for at the
mm-hmm.
end? So it's very cool to see those different stories, because it's cool that a coffee shop, like, I think that to an extent, every coffee shop should want to give back to the community somehow,
mm-hmm.
especially because it's the community that allows them to stay in business. So I thought that was very cool that they did that. They showed, like, a nice, beautiful picture of them. And then just a little story on the side, so about them and how they became homeless. So it's not kind of brings light to the homeless problem,
mm-hmm.
and how not every homeless is a drug addict or gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some people are just like us that had a job and the next day they lost it, or they had mental health issues and they can't keep up with the job. They move, whatever it is. So that was very cool to see.
I wonder, you know, that was super cool. They took on the wall. But then, like, the whole the sheep or the wolf thing, like, I don't know, like, I wonder how they came about, or, like, how they chose the wolf as their logo. Because the name of the place is Stay Golden, so I was just like,
where is it? That's true.
Definitely,
we should definitely ask them about that. Mm-hmm. Or if you guys know, let us know.
Look into it.
That'd
be cool. Yeah. So then right after that, where did we go, guys? Where did we finish up?
We ate some Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Then
Mexican food.
Enchiladas.
They had a, what is it? They had a foosball table inside.
Oh, yeah,
that was
cool.
Pretty cool. Maybe some games. And then we went to Revolution Roasters. What'd you guys
do?
This was our second time, mine and Minnie's time, second time going there. We actually finally got to try, since we promised you guys we were going to try the
cold brew
tonic.
But it's not cold brew, though. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, I think, so we tried something like the cold brew tonic. Because it was espresso in carbonated water. So
yeah. So
coffee soda.
I had that. Honestly, guys, I did not like it. It was tough for me to swallow it. And it's not a Revolution's fault, because I've had their coffee before, and I really, really love it. But it was just that mixture of the soda with the espresso on it. It was really hard to swallow. But we need to try the cold brew tonic. So we still followed you guys, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that goes.
Like, it was an interesting just taste. Like,
yeah.
Like, my mouth was trying to understand what was going on. Like, you have the bitterness from, like, the coffee a little bit, and then you have the carbonated water coming through. I don't know. Just, I don't know.
It's definitely interesting. And The Alchemist.
The Alchemist. It was really good. I liked it, actually. It was
vanilla syrup.
Usually simple syrup. I had a vanilla syrup this time, and it's, I believe it's cold brew with cream.
Oh.
It's cool. Yeah, so it's like kind of like a...
That was really good.
It was good.
It
was really smooth,
had
easy to drink.
Butterscotch latte.
Yeah.
Which surprisingly was really good, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to
like
that.
Not a lot of places have a butterscotch latte.
Yeah.
I thought that was different.
Yeah, but very cool shop. Love it. Everyone's cool. It's chill. They had a nice pastry there, too, so...
Nice
can't go wrong with them.
Yeah.
A glass of milk from my other little brother. Can't drink
For me,
coffee.
It was my first time, so that was cool. Checking them out. Same thing like Steady State. I had always seen him on Instagram, never been there before, but it was a really nice spot. They have really cool wall art,
the restaurant
outside
too.
And inside.
Yeah.
They have really cool like things that come up on the wall and stuff. Their
definitely.
Outdoor seating area is really cool too. So pretty nice spot overall.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was definitely a good time. We plan on doing it more often. So maybe to different locations. So if you guys recommend any other locations, please let us know. I know a lot of you guys are from the Orange County area, so we definitely want to go up there and check out some shops or even Los Angeles. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Just moving on, it was a great time. But let's get to our featured roast of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is a special one. We have Cool Beans from Tired Eyes, local San Diego, and now coffee shop in San Diego, in East Village.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened up. George went on the behalf of Coffee Crew into their soft opening. George, please fill us in. How was it? What'd you like? How'd it go?
So on Friday, I went over there. It was like kind of during my lunch break, so I couldn't stay for super long. But it was a really cool spot. It's right in downtown. I was talking to Tyler, about the spot, and he's really happy being there. And I was telling him, you know, it's crazy how we've seen him kind of even from just a year ago, where he was at a year ago, to now. I mean, it's insane, the growth, and the place is really cool. That the spot, I'm talking about wall art, that's a place where you have really cool wall art.
Shout out to Bradley Forlin. He actually, he's done a bunch of murals for different coffee shops. So that guy's doing a great job. He's killing it.
Yeah, but, really cool spot. Yeah. I think right now he's only serving the house blend. Or I don't know about serving, but as far as selling the bag, he's only selling the house blend
right now.
I think he's working on getting the single origin stuff.
And what's cool is that, like, you saw, like, throughout the Instagram stories, you see this guy, like, himself
putting in work. Yeah.
He was there working long hours, I'm sure, and more than what he showed on the social media. But he just shows to see, like, his hard work paying off, and the community showed up. It was cool.
I think it's crazy, too, because you never really see, like, for us, I think we've had kind of, like, the luck or maybe the exposure to it, where we've seen build-outs before for, not even coffee shops, but more like maybe just shops in general, businesses, what a build-out
looks like,
what it takes, the hours, the really long hours, and I'm sure, you know, obviously Tyler went through that too, so.
And you don't have, like, big, huge budget where you can just hire a bunch of people to do it for you. Sometimes you gotta get your hands dirty yourself.
And I'm sure you stay there super long night hours, and to see it all come through at the end and people come and support, I mean, that's what it's all about.
And I just want to touch a little bit, just because Minnie and myself, and we went to one of his pop-ups before while he was still just roasting and selling his coffee in North Park outside of Whiskey Locker. And it was just cool to see, like, wow, he made it this far, and, like, with the help of the community and people purchasing his coffee, it just shows to see, like, that with hard work, you can have your dreams accomplished and like.
And he's such a passionate guy.
Yeah,
like,
he's definitely.
He can, like, we talked to him about coffee, and, like, you can just see, like, how much he loved roasting, how much he loved coffee.
Yeah, definitely a passionate dude.
It's so cool seeing him grow.
So again, guys, check out Tardice. They're in East Village. This coffee that we're having right now, the description says a rotating cast of coffees with rich chocolate notes. Definitely taste the chocolate in it. And it's just a really good cup of coffee. It's delicious. We did it as a pour over. So it's really good. I really enjoy it. You guys, I mean, George's sipping on it right now.
I'm drinking it right now. It's actually really good.
Yeah, and I've actually, he had some of those on the, it's the cool beans, the one with, like, the artsy, with, they're, like, looking all cool with their snapbacks.
And marketing.
Yeah, and that was designed by Bradley as well. So very cool.
Yeah.
I think he had them at the Cobra City Fest.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to try them there as well. All right, moving on from that, guys.
Talking about the Cobra City Fest, that was cool seeing the little trophy from Steady State. Seeing that
it won
they had an award.
Actually, I can tell you right now, I took a picture of it, meant to post it. But Steady State Roasting, their Cobra City Fest award was for Best Signature Cold Brew 2017.
How long has Cold Brew City Fest been going on?
I think 2017.
Really?
Actually, 2016 might have been the first one. But yeah, definitely. So yeah, that was a shout out to Tardice. Shout out to the whole crew. They're doing a great job. Moving on, guys. Let's get right into the good stuff. George has a little questionnaire for us, just so you guys can get to know a bit more about us and about what we like in coffee. Just a little bit more in depth about coffee. So, George, hit us.
Cool beans. Get it?
Get it. Nice one.
So, first question. What time of the day do you usually drink coffee?
I drink in the morning. I like to start my day after I take a shower. Some nice brewed coffee. Make a little pour over real quick. Put it in my to-go cup. And just get out of there.
I would like to have coffee in the morning.
Right.
Every day, but...
But?
I usually have it, like, late afternoon, night. So.
Yeah. It just feels good for me when I go to my office and I'm just sitting down working.
Mm-hmm.
And sip some coffee. Get yourself ready for the day. So I personally like having it in that order.
Yeah. I'm more of a... I enjoy it at night.
Like, if you can make coffee in the morning, then you would.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, definitely.
Same for me, actually, because I'm waiting for the grinder to get here. from Amazon.
Oh, what?
I bought a little manual grinder. But because I really like making the
AeroPress.
I really like making the AeroPresses. So now that I have that hand grinder, it would be better. Because right now I use the whenever we do it, it's the using the grinder from the Breville. So if I have a little manual grinder, so I can make it at work and stuff.
I've never had a good cup of coffee with the AeroPress. Like I've never had a cup of coffee in general.
What do you have against the AeroPress?
No, I've never had one. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
Sorry, I should have said good.
Didn't George make you an AeroPress coffee?
No, I don't
anymore?
Think so. Did you?
I usually just drink it myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I haven't been in one yet.
Suckers. but yeah, for me it's morning too. Like early, late-ish morning. Yeah.
Cool.
This is a good one. Do you guys like to prefer going out for coffee or drinking it at home?
Ooh.
I definitely like going out for coffee more. I like the environment of being at the coffee shop. I like when other people make it for me. It's more simpler, you know?
So you don't like making coffee?
I do like making coffee, but I enjoy it more when I'm at a coffee shop. I get the full experience.
That's true. For myself, I think... Yeah, if it's to work or study, I'd rather just go somewhere else and have it served. But if it's I just want to hang out at home and just have a cup of coffee, then I'll make it at home. But it's just sometimes it can get a little bit expensive if you're always going out for coffee. So sometimes you gotta just make some at home.
True.
Just
save
some
money.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say. If you got money, then you don't have. You got
That's
the money,
funny.
Why not?
Yeah, something that when you guys are talking about that right now, I was thinking about how, just like in general, even with like taco shops, like a California burrito that you would eat at a taco shop is a lot different than what you would eat at, like if you were to make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I always thought about that because I always thought about that with coffee. Like, I would always think like, man, I wish I could make this at home and taste like, let's say if you went to Por Vida and you got a vanilla or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I wish I could make that at home. And then when we started doing the Breville, we started making that happen pretty much. But it's like that, I don't know if what it is like about the taste. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just that you got it from a store. Like,
I
don't know.
No,
like,
no, no.
You know what I mean?
I know
no,
where you're
guys.
Going for, because when I make coffee at home, I compare it to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But I think it's being at a coffee shop that gives it that extra taste.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, though. It's so crazy.
Because like, it's like with everything, like, let's say Buffalo.
It's not
like,
the same.
Wings, whatever,
mm-hmm.
If you were to make some at home. Like, even if you make it the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's always something that, like... I don't know.
It's because someone else makes it for you.
Yeah.
It's like everything's always better when like someone else does it for you. Yeah, because when I cook, I'll spend a long time cooking. I'm like excited, you know. But then when I finally sit down to like eat or whatever, it's not as good because I spent
that
time.
Depends. No, because sometimes like if I'm I think also has to do with the machinery though, right? Like, come on,
Or even the syrups, like if you were to have
the
same exact syrups that they have, maybe. But
I don't know, that's a good one.
I always thought
about
that.
Psychological thing. I think we should have an episode on like psychological,
like bring a
consumer or
coffee shop and then what do we make here?
Yeah, and see what's different. But yeah,
interesting
stuff.
But for me personally, I actually like same thing. I like going to coffee shops as much as I can. Obviously, money sometimes gets in the way. Like where you can be doing that all the time, but yeah, if I have a choice, I like to do it out at a coffee shop. All right, next one. Are there any flavors or combinations of coffee that you think should be brought to the market?
Ooh, like making our own drink.
Yeah, or even just like maybe flavors
that are already out.
Yeah, maybe like you know how there's like if you're talking about tea, like there's green tea and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But just any flavors in general.
Yeah.
We create our own flavors?
No, but there's something already established, like Captain Crunch Latte.
Oh, like,
yeah, like a Reese's kind of.
Yeah.
Like where they should serve it at, like, multiple shops.
Sure.
We're talking about?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, more known.
That's a hard one, because I feel like everything's been taken already. Like,
no, but there's so much.
I know there's...
So many flavors that people won't dare to put them together.
Like, for me, and it's not even two flavors, but just one that I always think about, and that Public Square does it really good. Is the vanilla bean, because vanilla bean is just my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the vanilla lattes, but vanilla bean, just the taste of vanilla bean is just so much better to me, so that's why I like it. But I wish more coffee shops did that. Obviously, it's a little bit more of a specialty kind of flavor. But
for me, I think we've had one at the press where it was the Almond Joy. So we're talking about like specific coffee shops. They had it was like a seasonal drink, but it was like an Almond Joy latte, which contained like coconut milk with like chocolate shavings on top, and then they just decorated so nicely. They put like almonds on the top, I believe.
No, it was like coconut shredding.
Coconut shredding. Okay.
It
literally tasted like an Almond Joy, but as a latte. So that was very delicious, and I wish I could have it again.
Kind of
really
sad. I know.
I was just thinking about it. I was describing it. It sounded so good.
You all right, homie?
You all right? I'm struggling.
I think there's one at the press. I know the press all the time.
They do a good job with their syrups.
They make all their syrups like at their shop, and they're different. They have so many different options, but I like their tiramisu latte.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
I never understood that flavor though.
It's so good. I don't know what the flavor is.
What's
it's like
tiramisu?
Chocolate. I believe it's like chocolate.
Tiramisu
and
is the Japanese dessert.
No, it's Italian.
Oh, it's Italian?
Yeah, Italian dessert.
Back check somebody.
I thought it was Japanese.
It's Italian dessert, and then they put the syrup is so good, but then they put this little like biscuit on top, laid across, and that's like,
you know what?
Chocolate powder.
Speaking on biscuits, I really appreciate a coffee shop that decorates their drinks with like a little biscuit or anything. It's like, wow, like you invested a couple, $10 on like a little packet of little biscuits to go with your coffee.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't want a big old pastry, but you want
something.
Well,
I think we talked about
it
in the first podcast.
Right.
Remember I was talking about the Scrimshaw?
Yeah, at first I thought.
Animal cookie, right?
They have the little cookie.
And like,
that's perfect.
And I just, and then like it makes me see animal crackers so much different now. Because it tastes so good with the latte.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But like the press does that too. With every single latte, they give you a little biscuit, right?
Not every single. They're pour overs. They give you
the pour overs.
These little
cookies. And they're so good.
The press is good. And they
good
just
job,
go.
Press. I miss you guys.
They just go like above and beyond.
We're getting all sad.
I know.
Lila's
we need to make a trip. We need to make a trip to the Mecca.
Okay? I did it with that really.
You know those memes where it's like, she's like, everything okay? And then like, the eyes are all watering.
Yes. All right, just moving on from a bunch of sadness. I want to hit you guys with some cool, interesting facts on coffee. I just think
facts.
It'd be really, really interesting for us to listen to. To hear about, audible. About. Here you go. Number one, coffee lovers have a herd of dancing goats to thank. So if you guys are asking, okay, who do we thank for all this coffee? Here it is. According to a legend, an Ethiopian goat herder named Kaldi, however you want to pronounce it, noticed that whenever his goats munched on the bright red berries of an unusual tree on his property, they become euphoric and energized. So Kaldi did what any curious goat herder would do and tried some of the berries himself. It wasn't long before he was dancing along with his herd, earning himself the moniker of the happiest herder in Happy Arabia.
What?
So a lot of you guys have heard about the dancing goats.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it comes from this legend of how coffee came to be. And it is true that coffee began in Ethiopia, somewhere over there.
Yeah.
Yemen, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's very interesting. Number two.
Wait, before that, that reminded me of a video.
If it's a
squirrel,
uh-huh.
And it ate like a fermented, because talking about fermented, like berries and stuff, it ate, I think it was a fermented berry, and then he was all drunk.
Oh my god.
He's like, he's in the snow.
Animal cruelty.
He can't even walk around and stuff.
That's insane.
But he just ate a berry or something.
Yeah.
It was just fermented.
here's another really interesting one. I think this one's very inspirational. Cool to listen to. It says, coffee helped Olympic athletes. Brazil couldn't afford to send its athletes to Los Angeles for the 1932 Olympics, so the government loaded them in a ship full of coffee, which was sold on the way to finance their trip. Number one.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy how like people were buying the coffee, right? Number two, like it just shows their like passion for it, and they started slanging coffee. That's insane.
I thought, when you first read it, I thought you were going to say that they drink it to do better in sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You would think that, right?
Performance enhancement kind of drink.
Yeah. Makes me think, like, it's crazy. Brazil couldn't afford to send its athletes to Los Angeles. It's sad, but I'm glad that they, like, hustlers, you know, they made it happen.
Yeah.
So, thank you, coffee. Number three, guys, divorce because of terrible coffee. In ancient Arab culture, a woman could only divorce her husband if he didn't like her coffee.
If he didn't like her coffee?
What? The guy can divorce his wife if he didn't like her coffee.
Dang.
So she made some bad coffee. He's like, make your own coffee, huh?
What if you have a one bad day?
Or what if the coffee was bad?
The roast is bad.
Dang.
That's messed up. That's a bad excuse.
Starbucks delivers are bad.
Yeah. Your whole marriage
for a
cup of coffee?
That's insane. Yeah, that's some crazy facts, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed them. But I have some even crazier, even more fun things for you guys to listen to. Today, we're starting a new segment where we read coffee shop reviews. And trust me, we're not going to say any names of the coffee shops or any kinds of hints to give you guys. But it's just a bunch of reviews that we just searched through Yelp and Google reviews, looking for just these petty, or it can be petty or it can be reasonable. I think that's where the discussion is going to happen. It's like, okay, was that too far? Whose fault was it?
Yeah.
And I just think it's interesting because myself as a barista, I experience a lot of customers that are just like, they're kind of looking for that, for anything to complain about, right?
Yeah.
But there's times where I've seen, like, at coffee shops where, but then there's this thing where, like, the customer's always right. You know what I mean? So, here's a couple.
Also, the type of people who write Yelp reviews.
Right.
Do you guys Yelp? I don't write.
I don't write Yelp. But I did once.
One time I did, too.
One time I did at this hospital because I had cut my finger at Sonics where I used to work. And they sent me to a hospital. So I went there. I literally waited for 5 hours. And I'm the kind of guy that never writes bad reviews. And I'm very patient. But I would go up to the counter and be like, hey, am I going to be seen yet? And fast forward, I left the place. I kid you not, like over 3 hours I was waiting.
How bad did you cut your finger?
It was like it wouldn't stop bleeding. I have a scar to this day. And it wouldn't stop bleeding. And that's the thing. Because they asked that I might potentially need stitches. And so what I just ended up doing was pressing my finger down so hard and for a while that the skin would get stuck to my other skin. And it would just
hear itself. I remember that.
Yeah, because I would like just bang it softly. And it'll start bleeding.
And then it'll start bleeding. I remember that.
Sorry, that's very graphic.
I think mine's worse.
Motion was yours.
I went to Olive Garden with my family.
That's messed up.
And we checked in it was like my grandma's birthday. We checked in. We waited like 2 hours. They told us the wait was going to be like an hour. We're like, okay, it's cool. We could just all hang out. So like after 2 hours, my uncle stands up and goes and asks like, hey, is our table ready? They're like, oh, what's your name? And he tells him the name. He's like, you're not on the list.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like so confused. We're like, we sat here right next to you guys inside for 2 hours.
And you guys didn't say anything. Like,
yeah, we're being like kind, like, you know, waiting.
But the
and
fact that you
like,
would think the waiter would be like, hey, you guys have been here for 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't say anything.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, though, with like, we weren't even being crazy. We're like, oh, but we've been sitting here for, like, right next to you guys. These people, instead of like being like, oh, we're so sorry, they got so defensive and like, we're like, nope, like, you didn't write your name down. Like, started being super rude.
Wow, rough day.
It was just so bad. So I left.
Yeah, it was funny because last week too, we went to go eat at Panda. So it was me and my mom and the twins, and then the twins wanted Subway, so me and mom went to go get Panda.
Yeah.
And then they were supposed to meet us at Panda after they were done with getting their food.
Okay.
So we start sitting down, we're eating, and I start telling my mom like, dude, why are they like, they're taking forever. And then we were done with our food.
Oh,
me
no.
Me and mom, we were done
that's
with our food.
Horrible.
So you're like, what are they doing? I was like, oh, they probably sat down and ate over there, right? So we went back over there.
That's messed up.
They're still in line.
In line?
Oh, my God. Was it busy?
They're still in line.
Was
at
it busy,
Subway.
Though?
So it was busy. But not only that, it was literally one guy who started like a month ago. Dude, people were getting like mad and stuff, and like you could tell he kind of like wanted to cry.
That's a manager's fault at that point.
But well, that's what sucks is that then I guess David, one of the twins, for you guys don't know, David was talking to him, and he's like, the guy was saying like, yeah, I've been by myself since 11.
That's terrible. What makes
you
mad?
And then like people were saying, you don't have any help? Like, are you by yourself? And he's like, no, well, there's a girl over there, but
she's on her break.
She's on her break.
Oh, I never understood that. Like, I would, if I ever saw them, I would get up and help them,
like,
you know?
Like, for
then,
getting paid for 20 minutes. Like,
and then on top of that, the dude is like, but it's been more than 15. Like, how long is your break? And then he's like, I don't know. That I mean, he, what can I really say if he started a month ago? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Really as far as
I'd be mad.
And then finally the girl comes out, and then they start getting the line moving a little bit more. Because it's Subway, you know, he's got to prepare it, heat it up, and then ring it up.
That's terrible.
Every single customer. And there was a line. And, yeah, we were just talking, like, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy how some people don't have that inside of them to just be like, you know, forget my lunch for, or forget my little break for right now. Let me go help this guy who just started a month ago.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like, he was a young guy. Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah,
but it's like little experiences like that where you're like, man, some people.
But yeah, that's when I would, like, there's time. Well, actually, just real quick. Last time I did a taco shop, this one guy, I did a specific review to a person. Just because, I felt the need to let the superiors know about their cook. Because sometimes, the owners don't know. Like, they're trusting their employees with their business, and they don't know because they're not there all the time. So I had, but that was... Anyways,
that's messed up.
Back to coffee. Here we go.
Probably gonna fire.
I'm not gonna say any names.
Fired.
Huh?
He's a young guy.
Well, he needs to find a better job and a place, a job where he can work, do whatever he wants. Here we go. I'm just playing. No, he was being a punk. Anyways, here we go. What? Here's a review.
One.
Here's the review number one. All right, guys, step back. Just imagine the scenario, the scene. Here we go. Welcome to the land where all the so-called hipsters of San Diego congregate. Sassy. All right.
Hey,
bro.
I'm probably not cool enough to come here often, seeing that I'm more of an Oaklander than a San Diegan. With that said, here's my review. Let's hope I don't get attacked by all those devoted folks on the Yelp universe.
Dang.
So, off to a good start. Parking is a pain. Good luck finding a place for your car. The interior is aesthetically appealing to all those folks who dig the light-up letters, a sturdy mural, and the latte art. See, I'm keeping it very confidential. Cold brew is decent, but definitely not great. When you order all the beautifully crafted drinks, you're essentially ordering flavored milk. Staff members are nice, sometimes, when you're dressed apart.
Oh,
this guy is very roasty. I realize it's not a popular opinion on this cafe's place, but hey, what's America without freedom of press or speech? Son of a gun. You know what? Like, I'm not even mad at it just because, like...
The way he wrote it.
He wrote it makes me want to laugh, yeah.
Dang.
What do you guys think? Like...
So what was he complaining about then?
The what?
He was complaining about the parking and not how they treat... How they don't treat him.
That's
like,
true. What was he complaining about?
I think that he's just saying, like, in general, he's noticed that he doesn't get treated.
Oh,
like,
he's treated different?
Yeah, because
he's not playing the part.
He's not playing the part. Like
I can see that.
Hipster
enough. Right. I can see
that. But I don't know. Have you guys ever experienced that?
I've had the experience where I'm like, I don't dress the part at certain coffee shops, so I feel a little bit like I stick out like a sore thumb. But that might be like a me problem. Not the coffee shop's problem. Like, it's me thinking that.
Yeah.
Doesn't say, most of the time it's in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, oh, we're treating me differently because of this or whatever. Like, maybe they are. And then that sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he hates San Diego because of the Chargers.
Chargers? Oh, he did say Oakland,
bro.
You mean the L.A. Chargers. But this was 11 months ago, so maybe it is.
No,
it wasn't Chargers, bro.
No.
It was LA.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that one was.
I just like the way he wrote it.
Well, I got you guys with a different one. Let's see what you guys think about this. Have you guys had avocado toast? I've never had it.
I made it at home, but I've never had like the fancy one.
Yeah,
that's like Lindsay's favorite thing to like.
It sounds good. Like, I've been wanting to go to.
It's good.
I've been wanting to go to Sign Up a Toast in North Park. Looks so good.
Would you call me
Son of a Toast?
Why
son
you
of a toast.
Little...
All right, here we go. The mocha was good. However, somehow when you ask them for avocado toast, you know, toast with avocado mounted on top of it, hence the name, they don't understand and bring out toast with avocados on the side. After being asked if I wanted jam with my avocado toast, I knew something was wrong. When the toast and avocados were separate, they crossed the line of intelligence... That's messed up. I said, when the toast and avocados were separate, they crossed a line of intelligence that should never be crossed. 3 stars. That's ridiculous.
Huh? Dude, it sounds like he takes his toast too serious.
Yeah, really? Yeah, but
you
could have
just easily like smashed those avocados on the toast.
It's not that hard.
Carry on with your
day.
It's
not that deep, man.
Yeah, but then the company responds and they responded to making it right. But they were saying that they understand their toast is not a traditional kind of avocado toast. So
what was I gonna say? It's almost better because they're giving you the choice of smashing it on top or just eating it on the side.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not. I don't know. That one seems kind of more of a
petty
of a person who just likes to give Yelp reviews.
But it's crazy.
Yeah,
definitely. It's crazy though. Like, you had avocado toast and you felt the need to do a review on
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And the mocha was good. Like, you go for coffee.
Well, I was going to say that, and like, because I was going to bring that up, because the other coffee shop that we just read about, that you guys don't know which one it is, but for us that we do know, their coffee's really good. It's not flavored milk. It's actually really, I don't know, personally, I think it's really good.
Like at the coffee shop where I work at, people sometimes like already go in saying, oh, hipster coffee, oh. This is like they take the coffee serious.
They would have like an idea.
Yeah,
like,
they
would
have
an
idea that we're snobs and all that stuff. So,
is it true?
I mean, huh?
Is it true?
Am I a snob? Like, yeah.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because it's kind of like the same thing with like wine. Like you hear people talk about.
Oh okay. Yeah.
They're like swirling it around.
Smelling it.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
definitely.
It's just like because we're in it, we see it. Not as that, but I'm sure if you were into wine like that,
yeah.
then you would see it the same way.
But the good thing is that we all come from different backgrounds, so we see it from in and out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, but this is too far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is, yeah. So, lady, you're crazy. Actually, it's a man. All right, here we go. Next one. This is a good one. This is a funny one.
You simulated the gender on me.
I know, so did I.
You gotta take it out now. You gotta take that part out.
I did. That's crazy. Okay, here you go. All right, that's crazy.
Because
something like a lady with avocado toast. I don't know if I get avocado toast too.
I
right
think
now.
Everyone who writes reviews are men. So
that's crazy. All
right, good.
That's crazy. All right, moving on, guys, to the third review. Here it is. This is a crazy one. I ordered a latte to go this morning, as do most of my mornings. The edge of the cup was not sturdy, and the lid popped off when I took my first sip, and the hot latte poured all over me and burned my chest.
Oh my god.
First picture of that.
Hey, that's why you couldn't get your finger fixed, because this dude was in there
getting his chest checked.
X-ray.
Oh my gosh.
That's
said, but wait, there's more.
Oh,
but
no.
Then I went back, asked for a new empty cup, and told the barista the problem with the cup. She was not concerned at all and lectured me that I needed to push the lid hard. I threw the latte away and would never return.
Dude.
Okay, here's my problem.
Wait, did she put that? Did she put the lid? Or?
No, I'm pretty sure he did. But here's my problem. How did he throw away the latte if he already spilled his chest?
He went back and asked for a new cup.
Wait, did you
say he spilled some.
Wait, did the barista put the lid or
no? No, the barista lectured the person.
Usually at coffee shop, they don't put the lids.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's optional.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that. I always tell Danny, the other twin.
The twin.
I always tell Danny that, because that's when we were at, we went to Cova, and then he put the lid on, and I could tell, I already knew, knowing Danny, I was like, oh, this fool didn't put the...
Sure enough.
The lid had, like, one little piece of it, not snapped all the way in.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people do that.
Yeah, definitely. But at the end of the day, I think that...
Was it a hot coffee?
It was a hot latte, yeah.
That one? Oh,
but
my goodness.
I think, I mean, he might have bent the line a little bit, right, to make it seem like more, she didn't even care about it. But, I mean, going off of this, just this review, I would say, if somebody has spilled latte all over them, I would just be like, hey, I'm really apologize,
like,
sorry about that.
Yeah, their day's
that.
Already going bad, like, don't be rude about it. Like, try to understand, like, even if it's their fault.
Yeah, and then
like,
just try to
like,
make it up somehow.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Be very apologetic. So, yeah, but
basic customer
sucks.
Service.
Yeah. But then again, it's like, hey, man, secure your lid. Make sure, like, you know, usually, like, put on your lid and then do a little bit of the little, just making sure that it's...
Tested,
yeah. Like, I mean, but good luck, man. I hope your chest is okay, person out there. All right, here's a good one. Here's a good one. It's stuff like this. Ah, blank coffee shop. The blank location. My greatest love and yet my greatest obstacle. The coffee keeps me coming back, but the staff keep me enraged. The bad attitude of the staff seems to be embedded to a, point beyond return.
Dang.
He has a way with words.
I know. I like these reviews.
He said, she says, cold, unfriendly, rude service every single time. And they she used period, period, period. This place would be a 5-star if they could just be nice.
I agree with her. I don't know what coffee shop. No, I don't know what the coffee shop is. But even in general, if the coffee's really good and the baristas are like rude and like they don't have basic customer service where they can say hello and like that puts you off. Like you don't want to go
and
there.
That goes back to one of our previous episodes where it's like, even if you're having a bad day or coffee is a big customer service kind of job, people person kind of job. Like you're there to make their experience happy. Regardless about what you're feeling or thinking, I think you should put the customer first.
For me, it's like you can know everything about coffee. You can make the best lattes and all that stuff, but if you don't have a customer service, then
you're eventually gonna lose that customer. Eventually,
yeah. She likes the coffee. That's the thing. It's just the people that she doesn't like.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why you can make the coffee bad with your attitude.
Mm-hmm,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like the whole. Making food, what is it? A bacon with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can taste it.
You can taste the love in it, yeah. Here's another one. 4 times we give up. That's how they started. We have been to this coffee shop on this location 2 times in the last 4 months and left both times. Very limited seating, which is annoying when both times people are taking up space with their computers and various office supplies. It's office supplies, come on. Today was our second attempt at patronizing the street location. Again, no seating due to people set up as if in an office cubicle. Yes, we could stand, but it would be difficult balancing coffees and bakery. We are Americans. We like to sit down. We're not in Italy, for crying out loud.
Okay. Dang.
That's a person having a bad day.
Yeah.
Person. He just wants to sit down.
Give him a seat,
or she.
Man. Give them a seat, man.
Like,
no, I understand. Like,
they're studying, they're on their office.
Yeah, like.
If they pay for their coffee.
But it does suck sometimes when you go to a coffee shop and it's so packed, like, you can't enjoy your coffee there. You have to leave. I understand that.
That sucks. Hey, let's do one more so we can end on a good note. So, reason for 2 stars is that the coffee is actually good. Then what's the problem? The music is revolting. Heavy metal in the morning is perhaps the worst way to start your day. Depends who you ask.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I think with that, you have to be conscious with the customer about music. But then again, it's like, if you're going in and out, like, just let it slide.
Yeah.
Get your coffee.
But it's also, too, like, it's your coffee shop. Whatever you want
to
play.
I don't tell you what to play in your coffee.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's... whatever you want to play is just kind of, like, staying true to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why are you
gonna... That's true.
I think that's one of those things where it's like, you're kind of creating an atmosphere, culture, you know, kind of thing into what your coffee shop is about kind of thing. So,
yeah.
If that doesn't cater to some people, then that's fine. There's other coffee shops in San Diego.
And that's where I want to lead up to exactly. I think that's a perfect way to transition. We didn't just want to review, talk about coffee shop reviews for no reason. Just to bash on coffee shops. That is just, or customers. But it really is like, I have a couple questions for us that we can bounce around different answers. So, one of them is kind of that you kind of answered was, is there such thing as this coffee shop was not for that person, or this coffee shop is not meant for that person? And I think it's true. Like, just feeding off of that, it's that there's thousands of coffee shops, hundreds of coffee shops in San Diego, and it's like and within a couple blocks away. So it's like, if this coffee shop, like, should that coffee shop have to cater to everyone in the community, like a big general fun for all kind of thing, like? It's tough.
I think coffee, this is something that we touched on the first episode too, that we kind of talked about, where this is like the whole thing about some coffee shops, you want to go in there and study, and some of those you want to go in with your friends and have a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the whole kind of atmosphere and the kind of place that the owners or the baristas make it out to be.
And
I think that some places are just not, I mean, all places are, you know, there's got to be a place out there for somebody.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't just go to another one. I mean, some of it too. Customer service is, generally.
Yes.
That's a given.
That's
like,
a good coffee, customer service.
The coffee shop should be inviting. But as far as like maybe like right now, talking about the music choices, I mean, that's you know, the if the owner wants to play heavy metal, then that's what they want to play.
That's probably not the coffee shop.
Because I would love that. I've been to a couple coffee shops where they play metal, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like metal. But if I was a person that didn't, then, yeah.
Probably wouldn't choose that one.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to love every coffee shop, and every coffee shop doesn't have to cater to everybody.
Definitely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Minnie?
I agree with George, but are you talking, like, more about, are you talking about, like, if somebody comes in and they want, like, a certain kind of drink and they don't offer
that
it?
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Now, that falls into the category as well. Should a customer have, should a coffee shop have to cater to everything? Like, for example, certain coffee shops won't all serve whipped cream. Certain coffee shops don't offer alternative milks.
Because
people sometimes want whipped cream on their lattes, because, or some people sometimes want...
Some people ask for whipped cream on their lattes?
Yeah, it's insane. Or, like, not lattes, but, like...
No, on their lattes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they like, well, that's sweet stuff.
I
know,
mean, I guess
it's
so.
It's a tourist, bro.
Oh, yeah, and then you, like, mix.
just playing.
Yeah, I get... No, yeah, but it's, like Denny's. Denny's with their hot chocolate, and then they put whipped cream on top.
Yeah, I was speaking more for hot chocolate,
yeah.
But, I mean, even, like, alternative milks. Like, some people expect everybody to have coconut, soy milk, almond, oat milk, and so on. The list goes on. Should you have to have all that? Should you have to have frappuccino? You know, kind of goes back to that other question.
No, I don't think so. But I think, like, say a customer comes in, and they ask for something that's, like, that's possible. Why not do it for them?
That's possible.
Like, yeah, like...
But I think that's someone's,
like,
niche. Like, that's their coffee shop brand. Like, our brand is to do just this kind of coffee. We don't... I don't know.
But, like, for me, it's, like, if it's something so simple, it's, like, just... Like, what's something someone has asked for?
Huh?
Like,
you're
a coffee shop.
Yeah.
That's... Do you guys don't offer?
Yeah, we do. Like, for example, like, people want... No, like, what we do is we find solutions, like, alternative ways to do it. So we're not going to, because I think that we do a really good job at having a standard for the coffee shop and for our customers. And, like, for example, if they want sparkling, like, one girl asked for sparkling, like, mineral water, like a Topo Chico, and she wanted that with espresso on it.
That's coffee soda. Like,
yeah,
taste,
so what we
did,
so we don't offer that drink, right? So what we do, like, okay, we sold her a Topo Chico, we poured it for her on a cup, and then we give her a shot of espresso. So, like,
and then she
so like,
it,
we let them do the sin.
Oh, yeah, see? See, I agree with that.
The unspeakable.
Unspeakable.
I agree with
it's on her hands now,
at
that point. You know what I mean? That's the
because they can't
offer.
Blame you, like, hey, oh, this doesn't taste
drink.
Good. You asked for that.
Because then think about it. Like, they posted on social media, oh, they have this, they have that. Like, no, we don't. That's not our menu. That's not.
Like, that's how, like, the secret menus start everywhere.
Yeah, exactly, because... Somebody, and that's the thing though, because there's no consistency at that point.
Yeah.
People just order whatever they want, whenever they want, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that's where I think that's be like a line drawn. Or like,
I think that's a good one though about the whole milk though, because I think you should have at least one other alternative.
One
to,
at least, yeah, I think so.
To non-dairy.
Yeah.
You
at
have
least,
at least
one non-dairy
yeah.
is like, I feel like you all coffee shops
yeah,
should
yeah,
offer.
Yeah. Especially now, I mean, I think at that point it's like a business move. Like, you want to have like
options for
vegan options, especially how, like, right now where everything's going with, like, gluten-free, healthier options. All that kinds of things.
Are you guys lactose intolerant?
I'm lactose.
Lala definitely is.
No, I'm self-proclaimed, self-diagnosed. Like,
self-diagnosed. Are you?
No, I'm not.
she said.
But I can smell in the air, lactose intolerant.
All right, next question, guys. I have for you guys. What kind of customers are you guys? Just so kind of our last couple questions, final thoughts. What kind of customer are you? When you go to a coffee shop,
point at me like that, bro.
Yeah, man. I serve you guys. What kind of, these guys came in at 5:40 p.m. To my coffee shop, the coffee shop where I work at 5:40 p.m. Like, if you're a barista, you know that you're closing already. By that point, getting ready to wrap things up.
I never do that, by the way.
Neither do I.
I never do that.
No.
I feel bad doing that.
Right.
I know
right.
some people do that, though.
5:50, 5:55. But it's like, you can't, I mean, come on, you can't refuse service.
Yeah, because you're still open.
Yeah, of course.
You can't refuse,
it just sucks,
but,
you know?
Good luck with the bad karma you just got.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
true.
I used to do that all the time until I worked in, like, you know, like a food service.
Yeah.
And, like, any service, like, even a retail, anything. Like, when a customer walks in 5 minutes before you're going to close,
yeah.
you're like, oh my goodness, like, what are you doing?
Especially, like, in the food. Like, you can't just put that away and then, okay, go home. You gotta wash that.
But the thing is, like, if you're coming at 5:58, but you know your order's gonna take more than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I have this weird thing where if I'm gonna go visit, if I'm gonna go eat to a restaurant, if I'm gonna go to a coffee shop, I wanna have, like, at least an hour window.
Because
I like to take my time. I don't like to feel rushed.
Yeah.
By the time parking and everything, so I always give myself an hour window. And if not, it's like, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a good customer, though. You don't know why? It's because I always think, like, I put myself in, like, people's shoes, like, the workers' shoes.
Definitely.
Like, hey, if I was them, like, and I always, like, try to help them out, too. Like, everywhere I go, like, when I go to, like, shopping, I'll take off the hangers while I'm in line. And, like, I just try to, like, make stuff easier on them. Yeah.
Especially tip. If you're going to service kind of thing.
Yeah, I think tipping is important.
Like, you're trying to get money out of me.
No, but like when you went to Pura Vida, like around 9, and they closed at 9:30, I think.
Yeah.
Right? And then we're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, are we messing up your closing time? Like, at least, like...
They were super nice about it.
At least for us to be, like, that we're aware of it, not just trying to get a coffee.
Yeah.
Even though we have the right as a customer, right? But you still want to... Be courteous.
Like,
and I think, and they were like, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I think that kind of like makes it, just clears the air a little bit.
Like, hey, we're not trying to.
Between you and the barista.
Yeah, like, we're not trying to come in here and mess you up. Like, we're going to be really fast. We just want our coffee to go, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm pretty passive, period, like, just in life general. So
yeah.
Even when they make a coffee I don't really like,
yeah,
I'll just sip it down.
I was about to ask that. Like, I was going to ask you guys, like, are you guys the kind of person that returns a drink? And says, hey, or okay, let's say you don't like the drink.
I've only done that once ever, and it was at Starbucks. But it's because I asked for a vanilla latte, and they didn't add any vanilla.
No, that's what I mean, though. But what if it's what you want, what you ask for, but you don't like it?
Oh, if it's what I want. Oh, okay.
What you ask for, and you get what you ask for, but you don't like the taste.
I would never do that. Yeah, no.
I would never.
I think so.
You just go down.
Nice. Yeah,
me too.
I would never like want to.
That's crazy.
And you just
gotta
take that one on the chest.
Yeah.
Be like, all right. Next.
Like the guy.
You take this L today.
I did this to myself.
Yeah.
I deserve this. No, but I think, yeah. I mean, I'm the same as you guys.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask to remake it or something like that. But for me, but it's crazy now that I'm a barista. It's like, I'll ask the customer, hey, do you want me to remake it for you?
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. I was going to say that I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't clown anybody. Like, I don't know if the clown is the right word. Like, put anybody
down for
wanting to get their thing remade.
Because you are paying for it.
Yeah, at the end of the day. So, I mean, and if you, especially, like, consistency, right? That's where it comes out, like. If every time you get it and you taste this way, and then there's one time where it doesn't, you're like, whoa, I know
this is not how it's supposed to taste like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes it is that they just messed up on something and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'll make it. And then boom, it's better the next time.
Definitely.
But
yeah, that's true. And with that being said, as a customer, I think we should all just
be nicer.
Courteous. like the review said, just be nice. So
as a customer and also as wherever you work, like, just be nice
wherever you are.
Everyone, be
nice.
That's the lesson for today.
That's the key. It really is. Again, guys, this is a more laid back episode. We just wanted to throw in, just changed up the rhythm a little bit. We've been more serious than previous ones, which we do really enjoy as well. We get to talk about real life, about business, and going through difficulties and challenges. But today we wanted to talk more on coffee, a little bit more about ourselves and coffee, and read some reviews. So that was very fun. I really enjoyed it. You guys like
it?
Yeah,
it was
fun, right? It was funny.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty. I think we're gonna continue to do some coffee review segments just because some are really hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, but and I think I might do a review right after this on Yelp or something. It's getting me fired up. But yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate the support. The winner of the most recent giveaway we did on our last episode goes out to MPD_3_foodie_adventures for using the hashtag grind season from the last episode. If you know, you know. Congrats. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you everyone for participating. We'll be shipping those out very, very soon. We want to do another giveaway. We want to give away a mug, a Coffee Crew mug. For this giveaway. Thank you guys, for all of you guys, for using the hashtags and for commenting, for tagging your friends. for this one particular one, you have to use a hashtag.
Be nice.
Be nice. Just be nice. Hashtag be nice.
Be nice.
And tag a friend, tag a homie. We want to spread the podcast as much as possible. We want everybody to be able to get a chance to listen to it and talk about coffee and get to know each other. Just use a hashtag, be nice, tag somebody, and you'll be entered to win a free mug. We'll be sending out the recent other giveaways very, very soon. Thank you guys. Look us up on Spotify. Look us up on iTunes podcast as well. Give us a review. Share it with your friends, guys. We truly appreciate the love and support that you guys give for us on this podcast. It's a lot of fun. We are also planning on doing a video series for these podcasts as well. If you guys want to see that, please let us know. We truly appreciate you guys' feedback. It's a lot of fun. We truly enjoy doing these. And we want to start bringing in guests very, very soon, as well as you guys. With this podcast, we want to make it very, very personal with the crew, with different entrepreneurs, different business people, coffee shops,
baristas.
Yes, we want to have as well you guys, the people that make Coffee Crew the crew, right? Which is every one of you guys that participate, that listen to us. We want to have you in the podcast as well. Thank you guys so much for the support. We really appreciate it. See you guys next Tuesday. Be episode 7. We really look forward to that one. It's going to be a really good conversation. And again, guys, thank you guys. Shout out Cool Beans for the featured roast. Have a good one, guys. Peace out. Don't be so mean on the Yelp reviews. Take it easy. Have a great day.
Later, dude.
Drink some dope coffee. Peace.
Have a good week.